Hello.
Oh, hello. Is Peter there, please?
I'm speaking, yes.
Oh, hello, Peter.
How are you, my friend?
All right, thank you, yes.
Good, good.
So, anyway, to business. I think you just say most of your family at different times have worked at the RGPF or the RSAF.
That's right. My uncle was Will Howe. He was chief engineer down the lock, and he was the one who went to Czechoslovakia to develop the brain gun there.
Oh, yes.
But if you're interested in him, all his diaries are in the museum in Waltham Abbey in Sand Street. You know,
his
papers are in there.
Oh, well, that's a good reference.
So
yes.
if you want to reference any time to go through them,
yes.
you're welcome to, all right?
Thank you.
His daughter's husband is in... He was the main one behind Beamish up at the north east.
Oh, yes, I was up there a couple of years ago.
He was creator of that. Peter Lewis is his name.
Oh, yes.
He's just like semi-retired from up there. I think he's president this year of the up there to do with, yes. Peter Lewis is his name. So
okay, then, what a gift for the gunpowder factory, you know. Should we start with those?
Yeah, right, lovely, yes, certainly.
Okay, then, fire away.
Well, my dad worked in the main lab in the factory for years. He died in 1969, 62 he worked there about 15 year more than that, I think. He was actually in the main lab in there.
Oh, I was in the main lab, but probably that was before. How long did he work there? 15 years?
Quite a fair while, yes, he worked there.
Start just post war,
I suppose. I think he started I think I was in the Air Force then. That was in 50s time he started in there, before the 50s, yeah.
I see.
He liked it.
Assistant,
yes. His name's on a piece of glass, all the names are all scratched on there, I think. Was it a window? They scratched all the names on there.
Oh, have they? Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe so, yes. I think he traced the family back, Hilton's was Robert. His was George Robert and that sort of thing. I was the first one not to have Robert. But his father, great great or grandfather was a doctor in the mills. There is a book. I don't know the actual name of the book, but it's an old book about the factory. And he actually was buried in the Abbey Church.
Yes, the one who was a doctor.
He's buried in the actual Abbey Church. So if you want any details of that, Miss Dina probably, she got all the details of that, hasn't she?
Yes. And his name would be
Robert Hilton. That is through the. We always say that my dad was in the Red Cross, my brother's ambulance officer down at Malden down that way, and it's gone all through the family first aid. We reckon we get it all from him, It actually mentioned in the book what was being published about the old factory, but I've read it slightly when I was younger, but I'm not a great reader of books, I'm afraid, because I've never had a 100% eyesight.
Yes, that's it. Oh, yeah.
Till now, I've had a laser treatment. I'm all right now, believe it or not. But yes. My aunt was in there in the First World War, and I'll have to confirm with my sister. I've been trying to get in touch with her. Mm. She was one of the youngest supervisors in the factory during the 1418 War.
Oh, yes.
Her name was Kit Howe. Kitty Howe, yes. I think she's one of the youngest or one of the first four ladies or supervisors in the factory.
Had that been the First World War?
Had that been the First World War,
Yes, they certainly got plenty of connections there.
Of course, I've always loved history. I was always top of the class in that.
Well, that's the part people want to get in touch with.
That's right, And I say, doing the, probably doesn't come under you, the older small arms, but that say we was in there for donkey's years, the old family was. Both my grandfathers worked in there. And the actual, my mum's second eldest brother, Wilfred, his father-in-law, he was the head of the factory for donkey's years, the name of Harker. Well, there was a Mr. Harker worked in the worked in the stores when I went down there for a short time. That'd be about that was the relation of the Mr. Harker. Yeah.
That Harker wouldn't be anything to do with the Mr. Harker runs the Northfield Nurseries now.
I'm not sure. That's right. I'm not sure if they're any relation or not.
No,
I know there's several. She's got cousins and that sort of thing around here. Because one of the cousins I go and see, her old father-in-law, he was in charge of the old Abbey Cemetery for donkeys. He was old Charlie Williams. He was the sergeant in the old Home Guard round here.
Oh yes.
But the luckiest thing we ever had, that as the gentleman come down in the mills. Stevens, his name was. We was got friendly with him through the Amateur Dramatics during the wartime, because we belonged to the old Amateur Dramatics Society. And he brought his party forward for a week, because we was going down to Paul, a friend of ours that was down there. Mr. Baines, have you heard of Mr. Baines in the mills, have you?
Baines, Alec Baines.
That's it. They was great family friends of ours, Alec Baines was, and his wife. And we went to stay with his wife's sister, Mrs. Shilton, who lived in Paul. A lot of the people in the mills went down there. Because you know Ray Sears, don't you? Does all the...
Yes, Ray Sears.
Well, his aunt and uncle, either Betty's or his aunt and uncle, they lived in the same road down there in Paul. And we went down there like convalescent down there. And I went down there for 6 weeks.
How long ago was that?
That was 1940. When the bomb fell in Harvey Street.
Oh, yes, yeah.
They brought their party forward so we could go to the party. And the day of the party was the day that the rocket fell in there,
rocket, that was it.
Because my dad was one of the first ones down there. Because his ankle bad on there, because he was doing the old ambulance service in Waltham Abbey, right?
Yeah, that was a nasty incident, that one.
Yeah, we missed it. It's funny, talk about that. My old Uncle Wilford was driving the bus along there, and he stopped outside the town hall to see Mrs. Baines. And he said to Mrs. Baines, have you heard from the family down in Paul? She said, yes. She said, they're having a good time down there, I can hear of it.
Yes.
And my mate worked at Dunlop's with me. He said, come on, mate, we've got to get to work. He said, I'll run you a couple of minutes, mate. He said, we're running a bit early.
Yeah.
And he said, we're just going to pull off. And there's a great big bang, he said, and that's when the rocket fell.
He said,
if your uncle hadn't have stopped to talk with that lady, he said, we'd all been killed.
Yeah.
And he said, I know it's a true story. He said, because I was on that bus, he said. Because he was caught to get up in Routon Road.
Oh, yes, because the Ordnance Arms was right opposite.
That's
there,
right.
That copped it.
That's right. There was a lot of tales about that, wasn't there? Was
yes. Incidentally, you mentioned Alec Baines.
Yes.
How much did you know about him? All I'm asking is that he used to have the nickname Bonky Baines.
Did he? No.
I don't know where that came from.
I'll tell you what. He's got a relation still in the Abbey. I can't think of his name now.
Oh, yes.
He was in the Air Force during the war. That's Mrs. Shilton, that's Mrs. Bay's sister, had twin boys.
Oh, yeah.
And they met out in Cairo, they shook hands, and he was killed out there, one of the boys. I'll give you his name, and he'll be able to tell you all about the family, yes.
Oh, well, if it turns up.
I told you about Sister Salt and Sister Miller. That was the two nurses in there. Then I used to take their meat down to the...
Hello.
Yes. They was two lovely ladies. They were sisters in the hospital over there.
That's
over
right,
the,
Sister Salt and Sister,
Sister Miller.
Miller.
That's right. They were lovely old ladies, they was, yeah.
How were you connected with... How did you get the job of taking the meat down there, did you?
I take their meat down. My dad was manager of the co-op butchers in the market square.
I see.
Because they was always, we used to take them in them days on a trade bike, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
And I used to take their meat down for them. Yes, just let me in the factory, like where they live. I don't leave them in a little bucket.
Well.
I always remember them two. Never forget their names, Sister Salt and Sister Miller, everybody should say, you know.
Our
names connected, yeah.
They were going there, you know, for a long while.
That's right. I used to see them outside when I started work, two lovely ladies they was.
How old are you actually?
I'm 63.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm 63.
Oh,
So I went, in there for, I went in there for a time, but I, well, I, my family had the other jaundice, and I couldn't, well, I don't think I had it, but very slightly, but they wouldn't let me go certain jobs in there. So, of course, I was only had one store there, and I had a chance for a job to go to Dunlop, and I left there and went to Dunlop.
Oh, yeah. You were in the stores, you say, for a time?
For a time, I had about 6 months, I think, something like that.
Oh, yes. Well, on the north side.
The building stores, yeah.
Yeah.
But I regretted leaving in there, like, after a time.
Oh, in the buildings. You would be in the building works yard then?
That's right,
That would be down by the main gate.
Mr. Harker was our manager in there, I believe. Well, he was a buyer in there, wasn't he? That would do it in the office part, Mr. Harker was.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Was at that time, was the building works near the main gate? It used to be the old...
near the boiler house, if I can remember.
Oh, it's up by the boiler house. Yeah, I remember it then.
That's it.
It was very early on, I think, during the war. It was still part of the old Royal Engineers parade ground.
That's
which was
right.
Near the main gate.
That's right, because they was there, wasn't they, the main engineers?
Cause, yes.
I worked at Murex for 15 years.
Did you?
And they had a... To do the train the Ministry of Defence people, they're still up there now. It's they put a big tank in there, and that's where they used to go and learn undersea world in there. And they're still using it, you know. Film people use it when they make these robot films on them sort of things. They film there, yeah.
Oh, is it? It's still there.
It's still there. The tank, yeah, up in Murex, yeah.
Oh.
But it was owned by the Ministry of Defence up to a few years ago, and they came out of it like, and I say now it's used for a film studio. They do all these rescue films on this tank, and it's marvelous. Little tiny models there, they come out like real life things,
you know.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay, then we'll carry on. Any
more
you think of?
The old Bell, there was old Trimmer Savile worked in there. He was like a labourer, and he was a little bit.
There's a George Savile.
That's right, that's a relation of his, old George, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the whole big family, wasn't it? Well, they're still around now, and they're a lovely family, they are.
George is still
big. I know, I often see George, and on his bike.
Yes.
Yes, that's right, and his brother there, Bob.
Yeah, very nice people.
They are a lovely family, they are, yes. Because we knew everybody one time in the Abbey, didn't you? Everybody.
Yes, it was more, I used to think of it more like a mining village, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right, that's right.
And the mills was like a pithead.
That's right. Because, funny enough, when they up in Beatmyson, I've got off a statement, when they started on that, there, Peter actually lived in one of the miners' cottages, what they bought up there from one of the places, yeah.
Sorry, say that again, I missed that.
When they was doing Beamish up there, when they first started doing it, and the miners' cottages up there, but they was that, because the first project he'd done was Wigan Pier.
Yeah.
He was in charge of that up there. He lived in Chester.
Yes, that was on the canal, wasn't it?
That's right. Mm. And then he moved up to Beamish and took over that. And they hadn't got nowhere to live at the time, so they actually lived in one of the old miners' cottages for a time.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And just go home right weekend.
At Beamish,
yes.
Yes. Mm. Oh. Yes, well, a friend of mine, she did a painting of Wigan Pier.
Yeah.
All years and years ago, you know, before it was, I expect now it's been sort of reconditioned, hasn't it?
And that's right.
It's a
lovely
visitor
place.
Centre.
That's right. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
They say you'd always chat to him or anything like that, because say you never know anything about the old lock. But,
and where does he, that's Peter Lewis, isn't it?
That's right. He lives up at Hexham in Northumberland,
yeah. You don't happen to know his number,
I'll get it for you. Hang on.
Oh.
So what? Have you got a phone number, Jennifer and Peter Lewis?
I've got one.
Yeah. It's in your phone book, it is. Yes, it's. I've always been interested in the. I used to say, I've seen Mr. Baines, and he walked through there. I think he actually lived the other side of the river somewhere, if I can remember. There used to be three houses over there. They demolished them when they done the flood back. I'm almost sure they used to walk down Powder Mill Lane, and they was down on the right.
That's right, yes, on the other side of the cut there.
That's right.
The river, yes.
His nephew's got a big factory in Hoddesdon, Mr. Baines' nephew.
Oh, yes.
I can't think of his name now. It's funny when you can't remember names.
No, I'm terrible at that.
No, We was great. They used to all go to the Methodist Church. My grandfather and that, because he was to do with the carnivals and all sorts. Because he was the one who had my grandfather. It was his brains who had the War Memorial Hospital built.
Oh, yes.
He had the idea of building a memorial, and he said, why not build a hospital? And he was secretary for a time. Then he had a nervous breakdown, and other people took over, and they took all the credit for it. But he was the main first secretary and the main...
As the memorial hospital.
That's right, which they should never have took down.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Anyway, it's
Harlow or somewhere now.
Oh, I know. And it's a job to get there, cost you about £12 on it, you know. Because again, no one ever fought for the rights, you know.
No.
Because I'm with Epping Forest Council, me on the housing committee. First non-political member to be voted onto a committee on the council.
Oh, yes.
Which is honour, I suppose.
Yes, oh, it is. That's
all right. Anyway, Peter Lewis's number is
014-34-608-608-257.
That's right.
Right.
Jennifer is my cousin. That's Peter originally came from Chingford. But he's ever so nice chap, he is.
Yes. Oh well, I'm in Chingford, as you probably guessed.
Yes.
Whereabouts do you live, actually?
I live at Amesbury, up top of Upshire, Princesfield, just by the Princesfield Estate, where I live.
Just off Honey Lane?
No, off the other side, off up the Upshire end. You know, Upshire at all? By the spot centre, they keep on the old Upshire road, and I live on the house estate up top there.
Oh, yes.
So I've always been born in...
Can I just have your address? I might better jot it down as it's in the...
Yeah, 38 Amesbury.
Amesbury. And there's an Amesbury in Waltham Abbey.
That's where I live, Amesbury.
Oh, well, you will probably know Doreen Bird then.
Oh, I know Doreen, yes. Oh, yes. Five doors from me, yeah, Doreen.
Oh, dear, so well. Oh, well, that's...
And I knew her husband well as well.
Yes, Chris, or we used to call him Alf.
That's right, because my brother worked in there, David. He was apprenticing there.
Oh, yes.
He worked with, Alan Clark, and they was in
Alan
there.
Alan Clark, yes.
He worked in there, didn't he?
You're bringing up a lot of names that, we need reminding of.
Oh, yeah. I have to see Doreen. She worked with me at Dunlop's, Doreen.
Yes. I've got to go around. I'm talking to you now. I've got to fix her up with one, though, she said. Oh, she says she wants to give a contribution to the history programme.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll get on to her next.
It's lovely that this technique is going to be preserved, isn't it, really? It is nice.
Yes, it is, yes. I wish I'd get a move on, though, because I want to be around when they open.
That's like me, I can help. I've got two more years of it. When I retire, I'll be able to spend more time.
That's right, you'll be able to come along, yes.
A good guide, really, about the Abbey Church.
Oh, yes, because you give a bit of local chit-chat, district.
People love to talk about things, I was down the Abbey last year. I talked to two ladies here. They come from Tasmania.
Oh,
and they got their friends in Enfield. And I spent about 2 hours taking them all around the Abbey. Because I'm having treating me to a cup of tea in Philpotts, the old place there.
Oh, yeah, Philpotts.
I tell you, he was a lovely man. And his name was Jim Palmer. He was badly burnt in the factory.
Yes. On the burning ground, wasn't it?
I believe something like it was years and years, because his sister lived next door to me. She worked in the factory for years.
Was it during the war he was injured?
In during the war time,
yeah. It wasn't, not the one I'm thinking of, not the incident I'm thinking of. But no, there was he was around till long after. And
that's right. He used to come and talk to our children at school. All the children at school never spoke of his injuries or nothing. All the children knew him as Uncle Jim.
That's it, yeah.
He was a lovely man, he was. Yeah. So he was ever so badly disfigured and that, but no one ever mentioned it to him. And everybody, all the kids loved him. We all loved him, because he was just a lovely, kind man who's come and talked to us and come down to school and talk about his injuries and one thing and another.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a marvellous man, he was.
Yes, absolutely.
But so that old bear, old Trimmer Savile, his wife gave it to me,
Hold the bell, yes.
I gave it to the community centre down Crooked Mile because they hadn't got a bell to ring call time on it. And there was there is something about him on the bell.
I'm not quite sure. What was the significance of this bell?
He was a bit of a lad in there. He was a bit quaint, not being nasty about the old boy, but he was a bit on the old quaint side. And he always made out he was in charge or something down there, And when he retired, I know he was anything to do with a little train in there. I don't know offhand. But when he retired, they presented him with this bell.
Oh,
it's all engraved and all that, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's the actual bell come off the old train in there that they used to run up there.
Oh, off the train? No,
yes, the actual brass bell that was on the front of it, they used to ring it when they come along there.
And that's presented at the community centre.
That's right.
Yes.
So I'm sure it must be still there.
Yeah, well, it was nicer to be given that than a tankard or something like that you usually get. I mean, something different, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's all about him on there, on his presentation there.
That was a lovely... trying to get a photograph of it.
I tell you, husband works on the council who runs the community centre now. She sent the nicest secretary down there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a vague hope. They've just recently got hold of a locomotive and three carriages.
Have they?
Down at the, and it's stored down at the mills.
Before
they hope to put a railway back in.
Oh, well, there you are.
If we could have the bell on the front of it.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Cool.
that's where the bell is. That's where I gave it to anyway. That's
years
ago. I said, imagine it's still been there because it was a lovely old bell, like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much for that, Pete.
Yeah, it's all about Trimmer in there. He was a lovely old boy, he was. Yeah, I think he used to take the mickey out of it a bit. They used to say, he was, come on, you lot, get working. he was acting formal and unpaid, like. Yeah.
What was his name?
Trimmer Savile, that was his nickname.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what his real name was. Oh, it was called Uncle Trim, but I know what his real name, they always called him Trimmer. I know everybody had nicknames in, didn't they?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
There was one of the other old characters when I was a boy. It was old Charlie Whittam. He was a fireman in there, and his part-time job was going around cleaning chimneys. They used to call him, Deucey Whittam.
Oh, what, sweeping chimneys?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He's come off as night work.
Charlie Whittam.
Yeah, I think that's his name, Charlie Whittam. Deucey, his nickname was.
Yeah, he's no relation to Arthur Whittam. There's an Arthur Whittam who used to work there.
It could be,
W-I-T-H, A-M.
That's it, Whittam.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe, I was asking Arthur if he's other Charlie Whittam, oh,
yeah. Old Deucey used to see if the brush has come out. He used to charge about a couple of bob, I think, the old ladies, because it's the old job, right, come out with his old bar and his brushes on it,
yes.
One of the old characters, you know.
Yes. Oh, well, that's, if any more recollections come up, make a note of them.
I will do. Our pleasure.
Let me know and I'll get back to you. Left on the tape, but we could save that for another day, perhaps.
I've always been interested in it, you know.
Yes.
I say when I retire, I'll have to spend a lot more time down there because we're all members down there, so.
Yes, well, we go down there most Fridays.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, just don't do much during the winter. But
we go
down there for a cup of coffee and then.
I will find out about how Mr. Bain's got that name, isn't it?
Bonky is a funny name for
he was a nice man.
Yes.
They all used to go to the Methodist Church down at the Abbey.
Oh yes, the church was very strong in the Abbey, wasn't it? The churchgoers and were all part of the
society. I don't go myself because I've served in Northern Ireland when I was in the Air Force, only for
Did
a short
you?
Time.
Oh, yes.
And what I see over there, religion, I feel, my God.
I know what you must feel.
Oh, unbelievable. There wasn't the trouble out there when I was over there, but it's unbelievable, you know. I was saying about them people who got the George Cross in there, and I thought put together, because I used to work with a Foreman at Catney's when I worked down there for a time. Mm. And Bill West, he got the OBE for the explosion during the wartime in there.
Yeah. What, an explosion in Catley's?
In the factory, yeah. He was foreman.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a foreman in there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He got the OBE for that, for rescuing or something.
Oh, yeah.
It, yeah.
Yeah. Okay then, Peter. Well, thank you very much. And
anyway, you want to, that bell? Anybody in the town? I would tell you where to get in touch with.
Yeah, all right. And, then I'll chase that up and see.
It would be nice to get it back again, wouldn't it? Put it on the old
lovely,
tray.
Yeah, at least I'll get a photograph of
I think my son was telling you about his old uncle, more than me, like, you know, old George.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Old Trimmer, yeah, he was a lovely old boy. He used to live along the New Town, he used to live. I think it was Sydney Road, I think, or one of the roads there they used to live.
Yes.
They was proper characters, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We always got them characters, didn't you? But
you've certainly brought them to life this morning.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Because you're working in the shop and going around with a little lad on a you get to know people, you know?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's I say right. That one in Harvey Street, I lost some good little friends there at school.
Oh, yes.
We lost about four of them all together.
Did you? In that one
incident? One of the girls there. Mrs. Gom, she was the headmaster's wife, she worked at school. She took a ball off the girl for the day before the explosion. She put it in the cupboard and she never touched that ball for years.
Yeah.
We still remember them, like, you know, little things, don't it?
Yes, that's right. That's the sort of thing that people, that's, you know, that they hang on to things like that.
Means
so much.
Anyway, in time, give us a ring. I'll have to talk to you. We'll have to meet up sometime and have a good old chat.
Well, I hope to see you down the mills in due course.
Lovely, yes, I'll be there.
If I don't get in touch with you before, you know, season's greetings.
And to you, everybody, yes, lovely.
Yeah. All right, then.
Pleasure to talk to you, okay? Anyway, Peter Lewis, I'll have to talk to you or anything like that. I mean, he's
I'd love to talk to him. Okay, then.
Okay, all the best then. Thanks very much.
Thanks
Bye.
For your help. Okay, ta-da.